Stillwater writer Freya Manfred is not a woman of mixed emotions, as she proves in this poem. Here's Freya Manfred.
Strangle him. How does she know she could strangle him? She's done it in her dreams. Hands at his throat, thumbs in the dents above his tender clavicles. If he were a sexy rock star, she'd still strangle him. Yes, even if he were a town hall hero, a man who gives so much to his community. If he were president, pastor, paratrooper, or paragon, lowly sheepherder or cattleman, or the man with the hoe, she would still, damn it, strangle him. What if he were a transcendent, transgender astronomer with knowledge of every star, sun, or planet, and all their lovely, lonely moons? Well, too bad. Or what if he were a hunchback, rowing her across the river Styx amid the steady creak of oars and the choking black smoke of danger? She'd still have to strangle him, since so many have struggled to make this crossing before her, none strangers to the death or near-death of love. And if the boat tips and she falls into the seductive wintry waters, infused with Earth's last best tears, she'll leap out and swim for shore. Not alone, not lost. Let's make this trip together, she'll cry, and take our chances on the wild raging waves with our hands on our friendly, faithful hearts. So, yes, she can and will strangle him and put an end to this ageless wrestling match. Before death, or after, she'll strangle him.